Hey, Nikki. Okay, so is Nikki okay, or is it always Nicole? Okay, moving on from that. You can't really answer me, so let me know later. Okay. Team script or team improv? I love improv. I really do. It's so natural and easy, and just, I don't know, like, I don't feel locked into anything like I can with a script. But at the same time, a script is a great guide. Okay, there's two things I like about scripts. One, there's a whole new vocabulary that I never would have used. Sex toys I don't know about, or places, or whatever situations you're creating, things I couldn't think of myself. So that's one big reason why I love scripts, is just it's better than I am by myself. The other thing is, I know how much work an author puts into a script, and I know that by filling it, I'm giving you something that's really good for you. Really, like, I know how many buttons that hits, and I love that. I love to be able to fill something that you want to hear, and to acknowledge your work as an author, which is fabulous. I think I would have done more improv publicly, but I had like a lot of private work. And almost all of it was improv. So, that's probably why I do a lot of scripts publicly, but I'm going to probably be shifting from that. There's one thing that I really have enjoyed a lot. One of my, okay, just a note here. If I say an author, one of my authors, I don't, first of all, consider that I own these authors. Somebody said that to me, that if I say one of my authors, like, no, they're just people who I have voiced for or with or whatever. Anyhow, not trying to be pretentious or snotty in any way when I say one of my authors. And two, if I, in this thing when I'm talking about scripts, say one of my authors, I definitely remember specifically that it was you who this instance happened with. I'm using a phrase like that to protect your privacy just in case you care. But you definitely still are memorable to me. So anyway, one of my authors started writing what he called scaffolding, and that was awesome because he laid in these, I guess, prompts, like just like basically scene headlines, chapter guidelines, whatever you want to call it, and it was fucking fun and amazing because there was both of those good things that I love. I got to be totally natural in myself. But there were a couple phrases that it was like, oh, use this phrase, right? And a couple of them we'd come up with together. It was awesome. But the set and the layout, and there was a whole follow. I really love that. Okay. What attracts you to a script? The writer. Yeah, I like the writer. Like as a, not necessarily because I've like read their work and I'm like, oh, you are now a, it just, I guess I read it and I like it. Yeah, so maybe that should be other. I read it and I like it. Because I get a ton of scripts sent to me, right? Like 5 to 10 in a week. Sometimes more, sometimes a couple less, but I usually see about one every day. And I read almost everything that gets sent to me. Sometimes I open it up and like the formatting is just terrible, or the way that the person suggested it to me, I was like, fuck it, I don't even fucking care. But like 99.9% of everything I read through, and then if I like what I read, I'll be like, yeah, sure, let's lay my voice down to that. That has been my modality, but I'm shifting more to thinking, hey, I'd really like to do a script about, whatever. And then finding that. Anyway, not that. No, we're getting on to just Caroline here, and that's not the point of this. Moving on. What attracts you to a script of that? Fresh off the griddle or tried and true? What does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm reading this while I'm doing this. Searching for the right script. Do you scroll down the feed? Go to writer subreddits. Okay, I don't search for a script, so I can't answer that. Because I've only done the ones that have been sent to me. And so, but let me try and answer this anyway. Because I could see myself writing a request to an author. I didn't know there was a script database. I'm learning that as I'm reading this question. So I guess that would also be what I would do. But like for you specifically, Nikki, I really want to voice for you. I just haven't got to it. And for any authors listening, the reason I haven't voiced for Nicole is because I'm going to go back and forth between the two names because I don't know what you accept. Is because I hadn't seen her work in my inbox. She sent something to me recently and I was like, yeah, holy shit, Nicole wants me. This is the best ever. But I already had like a full week of recording and I still have like 10 things in a vault. Like I haven't even recorded in I think a week, maybe more. I guess that's not true because I did Ravs the day it came out. But anyway, rambling again. Sorry. Yeah, I just haven't got to it. Totally want to. But the reason I want to is because she said, hey, Caroline, I want you. Otherwise, I would keep on, you know, keeping her on this pedestal of GWA superstars who I'm like not qualified to talk to kind of thing. I've run into this with a couple of authors who have, I've said, not they, the author hasn't sent me their script, but somebody has, and then I do it, and then they wind up talking to me, and I'm like, oh God, I've wanted to do your stuff, because people always talk about you. Rambling. Sorry. Really? You need to have, like, a, like playing the music, like, when the Oscars, they get to talking, like, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Tried and true. You see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do I cross it off my list? Who cares? I'll make it my own. Probably add it to my to-be-recorded list. I actually, so like I said, I filled one of Ravish a Girl's the day it came out the other day. Because we'd been in conversation. And then he was like, oh, hey, I just wrote this. And I was like, oh, hey, okay. And I'll just slam that down. But I don't like the racy competitiveness. Not like racy, like, ooh, scandalous, but like a fast speed kind of race. I don't want to feel like I'm in competition with any other voice here. I like these girls. Everybody who I've met has been just so sweet. Like, just so wonderful. And I don't... I am so not here to compete with anybody. So if I've seen a script filled, I'm not going to post. I do have a couple that I filled, and but somebody else posted them right away. So I just like put them in a vault and then forgot about them. So, now you'll probably never hear them. But I have one that the author keeps on being like, don't forget about that one. I'm like, okay, I'm going to remember. Once there's been enough time, I'll post it. So yeah, I would either cross it off my list or put it on my to-be-recorded, depending on how good it was. Do you use the glorious GW script database? Nope, just learned about it. If not, why not? Because I just learned about it. I don't think I would necessarily, though. I mean, I don't know it, obviously, because I just said that 6 times. But I think just by plugging in tags, like, I don't know how, because I want to do work that I really love that author, right? And that it's good work. And what if I plug in the tags and it just like brings up this script that's like, oh, okay, those are the tags, but it's not good? Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe I'll use it. I've still got a list of like 50 things to get through, so. Okay, format, what's your pleasure? Narrative, one set of dialogue, poem collab. Oh my God, I love collabs. That's my favorite. If I could do just that and even have nobody hear them, just fucking read, like, play around. I love talking to people. That's my thing. But it doesn't seem like people go nuts for them, at least not the male-female ones. I don't know. Then again, I'm not usually posting those, so I wouldn't necessarily know the numbers. Whatever. Moving on. I really do love narrative, though. I did one of my... Sorry, I just had to breathe. It's like a life-changing orgasm. And it was a blend of narrative and action. wow, I'm like really wound up just having remembered that. I really like narrative. The one-sided dialogue is what I've done most of because it's what I thought like there was, right? Like I'm still so new to this, so I forget that there's options. I mean, the first thing I ever recorded was for Submisses, or however we pronounce that, and I'm terribly sorry if I got that wrong. And it was a poem called Please. I don't think I've done any other poems. Mostly because I don't know that I understand the appeal to them. I guess if I thought people really liked them, liked hearing them, I would do more. Okay. So there you go. I like all of them. How do you work with a script? So I have my microphone plugged into my computer. And then I've got this little cave that I've built so I can sit right back. And then I read the script or whatever off of my phone. A teleprompter, that's such a good idea. I love it. Do people actually have teleprompters in their house, or is this a joke? Once you've chosen a script, do you hit record and go for it? You're all about keeping fresh. Read it over to see what you're getting into. Be prepared and do a read-through. So I read a script, obviously, before I do it. But I'll kind of more like just skim it. And if it's somebody who I know I love, I don't really have to read the stuff. I'll just be like, whatever you wrote, I'm sure is going to be great. I've got maybe 6 or 7 people in that pile who they could just send me a file marked, just fucking read it, Caro. And I'd be like, wee. Which I think I really offended. I said I wasn't going to name any authors. Fine, I still won't. I think I really offended one of my authors recently by saying that when I was like, yeah, I was just reading this and halfway through I was surprised. And I think they were pretty upset. And so if you were, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just, and I know a couple of other voices who do the same. Then we get surprised halfway through, like if there's a twist in the plot. And I'm totally surprised with my character. I'm like, holy shit, I had no idea that was coming. Okay. So I have just read and gone. There's one that I have coming up soon. It's a collab. And it's gonna be so fucking good. I mean, oh my god. Fuck. And if the particular author who wrote that is listening, you know what I'm talking about. And oh my god, baby, I want that in my mouth so bad. Okay. So with that one, it's such a good script. I've read it like 5 times, just enjoying it. Like thoroughly enjoying it. But in general for recording, I just hit record and smack my voice down. Vocal directions, yay or nay? Yeah, absolutely. Fuck, right? Anything you like. I have one author who always says, it's like you were in my head. I'm like, baby, you wrote exactly what you wanted my voice to do. I had no chance of screwing it up. Like, all the vocal directions possible, it was gonna be what you wanted, which is great. Like, if you want to hear what you want to hear. And I segue for a second. I always have authors be like feeling guilty, like they've used me in some way. I'm like, fuck, I wanted to voice it for you. And they're like, well, but like somebody else would have paid you for a personal audio. I'm like, hey, if you're fucking happy, I'm fucking happy for you, baby. I have one author who wrote his name into a script. And because he just wanted to hear me use his name. And I didn't realize. Most of the time, I never say a name. If I see one, I just gloss it over, just baby, honey, sweetie, stuff like that. But this one, it just worked in the script. That's like a whole lot of rambling. I really need a button. That gets me wanting to talk about other kinds of buttons. Coming up, when an orgasm indicated in the script, when to orgasm. I gotta sneeze. I don't know if it's going to happen while I'm talking to you. I'm going to try to make it not happen. But if I sound weird, that's what's going on for me. Okay, when to orgasm is... I don't know. I guess I like it. But at the same time, when I see that, I kind of feel like... like it's a magic trick I can pull out or something like that. Like an orgasm is like, and for me, I'm actually coming. So I like it. Yes. Specifically to Nikki again, you wrote in one of your scripts recently, the cake by the ocean. I think that's what you called it. It might've been called something different and you just had that referenced in there. After you'd got through a bit of the action, you said to start masturbating here. I really liked that. Not that I would have obeyed it. Because it's me and I don't listen to anybody. And I... Oh, God. Especially with you, can just get off so fucking fast. So, yeah. Not that I would have obeyed it, but I really liked seeing it. I thought it was a great direction. When an orgasm is... So, yeah... unnecessary, I would say, but no, I guess the answer depends on my mood. Okay, sound effects. It's conflicted for me. I got into GWA because I said, hey, people like my voice and I love orgasms. This is a beautiful match. So I really, and I had no idea that you had comments or messages. Just, I had no idea. So I intended on just recording orgasms, dropping them off, and getting the fuck out, which is what I think I'm going to move into because reasons. So when people started saying, hey, put in a sound effect, I had to fucking learn what an Audacity was and how to use it and everything like this. And like a huge amount of time on the computer, which is my least favorite place in the whole world to be. So I really hate them, but... That being said, Moondance, hi baby, uses them a ton, right? And does such a good job with them. Like you really feel like you're there. And so for that, I'm like, okay, maybe I want to use sound effects because you feel more like you're there, right? Like this is happening. And so that's, I guess, valuable to me. But then I guess I'm going for, are we, you know, please, for my private work, if somebody asked for sound effects, I was all like, hey, you paid me, I'm doing it. I guess I should have charged more for that though, shouldn't I? Anyway, for the stuff, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to do them because it's fucking annoying as shit. But at the same time, complaining about them like this, I said something to, I mean, I might have actually complained. I might have just casually mentioned something. I don't remember what I said. But this author who usually writes a ton of sound effects all of a sudden fucking stopped. And I was like, what the shit? Do not alter your life because of what I said. I just was giving an opinion. I have an author who wrote, there is, you guys all know who I'm talking about anyway, a post on the Script Guild recently. Now I do read the Script Guild. I like what you guys talk about over there, how you talk to each other and stuff like that. I don't necessarily read every script that gets posted, but I kind of like surfing the comments and seeing how you talk to each other. So anyway, this author posted on the Script Guild an idea about sound effects that you could post links to appropriate ones in your script offer. So I don't have to go searching for them, which is a huge, you know, saves me a ton of time. And decision-making and everything like that. Because I want, the point of doing a script is I want to please you. And so then I'm sitting there obsessing going, well, which one of these fires do they think is going to be sexier? Right? So I don't like doing them, but I recognize the quality that it gives to a piece of audio. So I'm more interested in doing them. Here's my thing that I say to authors. If you've got a bunch of sound effects, this is like a brand new thing I just thought of. If you have a bunch of sound effects in there, I will be like, hey, I will lay down the voice for this and I'll give it to you and you can sound effect the shit out of this. So that's an option. Although I did say that to one author and they were like, yeah, no thanks, never mind. It's like, fuck. It's part two, so I have to do it. It's okay if it's something simple. Sorry, I'm just reading through your actual options here. I just started rambling about sound effects. Yeah, okay, so I think I answered all of that. But definitely, yeah, if it's like knocking, that, like, that's the easiest thing in the world. Clothes wrestling is actually the hardest because I'm almost always, well, naked or in lingerie. So that's harder. Do you consider scripts a starting point or set in stone? Set in stone. I don't even have to read your options. Let me read. Okay. No, you follow the script so you can concentrate on it. No, I definitely don't do that. Sometimes you change a word. I definitely change words if I don't like them or if I think you meant something else. And sometimes I'm wrong. sometimes you change a word. It's a springboard. See, I think most authors more think it's a springboard. But I have one who I know is listening to this. Because I just know you will. And he doesn't accept any changes. Like, you had better fucking write that. Read it the way I said it. Which is actually okay with me. For me personally. Because then I just read the thing. So is it it's more, I guess I definitely follow it as it's written, very set in stone-ish. Yeah. Move on from there. You have a great idea for a script. Do you PM your favorite scriptwriter, post a request, or get a, yeah, I just improv it. Bonus questions. Are there things writers should never put in a script? Fuck no. What do you wish script writers did more of? Message me. I get listeners who send me scripts all the time and say, hey, please do this. But like I said a couple times, if I fill a script, I'm wanting to please my author. That is my highest goal if I fill a script. So I wish that I had authors who want my voice say, hey, Caro, I'd like your voice on this. I think you'd be good for it. Thanks for telling us how to make our words work harder for you. Yeah, there you go. You're welcome. Okay. I think that, well, it definitely answers all your questions. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say about a script. No, they're great. I love them. I'm amazed by you guys. It's fantastic work. Feel free to send me anything you want. Totally love authors. You guys are the best.